The growth in the computer industry is creating a staggering number of used and unwanted appliances. Environmental groups predict that about 60 million PCs and monitors will become obsolete in the coming year. From member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, Susan Kaplan reports.
Boxes and boxes of old computers and TVs are piled helter-skelter in this 18,000-square-foot warehouse at the University of Massachusetts. It looks like an electronics junkyard. But the fate of this formerly state-of-the-art equipment lies in the hands of an emerging industry.
There's gold in the circuits. All the connectors are usually, in most cases, are gold.
Lorenzo Macaluso coordinates electronics recycling at the University of Massachusetts.
So those things are getting chopped up, ground up, and put through a chemical bath, and they extract the metals that way.
Macaluso says the tons of equipment collected here and in seven other regional collection sites around Massachusetts will be sent to businesses. Some will give new life to the old machines. Others take apart the computers, using them only for scrap metal. Macaluso says still others will mine the remains, looking for useful material.
Like circuit boards, drives, fans, power supplies. Everything that makes up your computer can basically be taken apart in some way or another and then put into a box with all similar parts.
Macaluso calls the amount of electronic equipment being collected mind-boggling. And computer recycling centers across the country tell a similar story. The quantity of discarded computers and other electronic equipment is growing much faster than expected. Chris Beeling of the EPA says the commercial sector is doing a better job at handling computer recycling than the personal computer market. She believes corporations should take responsibility for their products, and she says that's beginning to happen.
And I have to say, this is a very new push by the industry. Within maybe the last year or so, they were a little recalcitrant up until now, though they've been pressure on by various state, local, and federal government groups, as well as not-for-profits.
Electronics Industry Alliance spokesman Rob Nichols says manufacturers are just beginning to think about the problem.
I wouldn't say necessarily the industry has been stubborn, but I would say that simply it's a new and emerging issue, and so and it's taken some time for industry to sit down and collaborate and find the best way to tackle this.
A new program in Minnesota allows residents to return all Sony products to designated drop-off sites in the state, and Sony will pay to get the equipment to recycling centers. Also, IBM recently introduced a recycling program of its own. EPA's Chris Beeling says municipalities and the federal government are also developing strategies. Massachusetts recently banned cathode ray tubes, or CRTs, from disposal in landfills in hopes of boosting recycling efforts. Other states in the country are expected to follow suit. Beeling says this sort of public and private sector effort needs to expand.
We all have to think about this. The manufacturer who makes it, the retailer who sells it, the Goodwills, the Salvation Army who might collect it afterwards, and the municipalities who right now pick up your trash.
To help bring us all up to speed, the Electronics Industry Alliance is launching a website at the end of January to help consumers find out where to donate or recycle old computers. Of course, industry and government may be given a little extra time by reluctant consumers. It turns out what most of us do when our computers or printers die is pack them back up in the boxes they came in and put them in our attics and basements. For NPR News, I'm Susan Kaplan.